Sign 21, there will be a rise of anti-Semitism. We've mentioned a number of signs that pertain to the modern state of Israel. Unhappily, this next sign is seen too often in our world today, namely anti-Semitism. We have noticed in the past that the Bible says that the entire world is against Israel. In Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 3, here's what it says. On that day, when all the nations of the earth are gathered against her, I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock for all the nations. All who try to move it will injure themselves. That's Zechariah 12:3. So we saw in a previous sign that Israel will be in the spotlight in the last days, and specifically, the Bible mentions the nations in their region as well as all the nations of the earth that will be against them. So not only will they be constantly aware of Israel, the whole world will seemingly gang up against this one tiny country. In other words, they will be hated by a large majority of the people of the earth. Sadly, this includes many people in the organized church. Our first heading here we want to look at is BDS. These initials refer to the idea of boycotting, divesting from, and sanctioning any company that has dealings with Israel, specifically companies that deal with them in the disputed territories. It has not only caught on in the secular world, unfortunately, it's caught on in the religious world also. In fact, the largest Presbyterian denomination in the United States, PCUSA, has joined the boycott. Other Christian institutions have also joined in with the BDS movement. Next, we want to look at UNESCO. This organization, United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, has been infamous for its anti-Semitism. Indeed, they have made rulings that Jerusalem has never belonged to the Jews, that the Temple Mount was not the site of the previous temples, and that the entire Temple Mount is exclusively a Muslim holy site. So daily we see stories that confirm this prediction of Scripture. The Jews are hated by the world, and this hatred will become more and more obvious as we get closer to the time of the end. But this is nothing new. Anti-Semitism has always been with us. In fact, historically, the Jews have been singled out as problematic in many of the countries in which they migrated. But this has all been predicted by the Lord. As is true with all of our other signs, the hatred of the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has been predicted by Scripture. Listen to what Moses wrote in the book of Deuteronomy so long ago. You will become a thing of horror, a byword, and an object of ridicule among all the peoples where the Lord will drive you. That's Deuteronomy 28:37. This has certainly been the experience of the Jews as they have wandered across the earth. Now, as is true with some of our other signs, such as lawlessness and violence, anti-Semitism, while it has always been with us, will see an increase at the time of the end. Now, to confirm this, all one has to do is look at the news of the day. It seems that Israel is blamed for about every woe that the world experiences. The good news is that this will all someday come to an end when the people of Israel recognize Jesus as their Messiah, and he will come again and establish his kingdom while ruling from the city of Jerusalem. However, until that happens, we should expect the hatred of the Jews to become more and more visible in this Christ-rejecting world. As we mentioned previously, it will not only be the Jews who will be hated and persecuted at the time of the end. The violent persecution of Christians will continue, as we will observe in our next sign.